Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Hi, this is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor. For Intersection Live, you are listening to episode 25 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I would like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, for sponsoring today's podcast. I'm here with my regular co-host, John Higgins. John is a principal with CPA Crossings out in Metro Detroit and an expert in everything document management for accountants. So welcome, John.
Morning, Darren. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm about to wrap up tax season. We're recording this on April 9th, so we got a little less than a week to go.
Yeah, and how did your tax season go for you this year?
You know, it's been really good. Learned a lot. You know, we have implemented portals. We've been using portals for a number of years, but we've implemented those in a really heavy way this year for our 1040 clients. Working a lot more with our paperless documents this year and learning a lot from that. So that's actually going to kind of bring us to today's topic. What I'd like to talk about today, John, is really, as accountants are finishing up busy season, it's a good time for them to take a look back at how busy season went. What I'd like to do is talk about this process for paperless and how to kind of be thinking about that as you look to enhance your processes for next year. Does that sound fair enough?
Yeah, perfect. Right on target.
Good. Well, let's go ahead, John, and kind of lay the framework for our discussion here.
Okay. What we do typically when we get involved in helping a firm or a practitioner begin to go down the path of paperless, we like to start with just helping to develop a game plan. And so I think if we just kind of start from that perspective and talk about how you go about developing a game plan within your own practice, and then you can begin as you finish up tax season and begin to think about how you're going to spend the summer and fall improving your firm, you can just kind of execute the game plan. And when we talk about a game plan for going paperless, it's not a short-term game. It's a long-term game. It's an evolutionary process. There's so many different aspects to taking a practice paperless that you really have to be methodical in your approach in terms of how you do it, because otherwise it's just so easy to spend money on the wrong things at the wrong time or overwhelm your staff with change that happens too fast. So I'd like to just kind of outline a framework for developing your strategy or your game plan, and maybe in the subsequent podcast down the months over the next few months, we can take some of these components and drill into them in a little more detail.
Sounds like a great plan. So where do we kick off?
Well, I think the first step that we always like to recommend is getting educated. And what we mean by that is really the firm leaders have to really understand what are the opportunities out there, what are the things we should even be thinking about as far as taking our practice paperless. And certainly when we say firm, we understand that a lot of the audience is maybe sole practitioners or small practitioners, and we have more mid-sized firms. So the approach is going to be a little bit different in how you go about this. But the bottom line is there's ample opportunity out there to really learn what is going on in the marketplace, what is going on with accounting and tax technology, specifically as it relates to this whole concept of going paperless. Lots of CPE conferences out there. You get conferences, full-day seminars that a lot of the state associations put on, webinar programs that are being offered. Certainly the CPA Tech Advisor magazine has a wealth of information in there on document management system reviews, other types of workflow tool reviews, and just general articles about various aspects. And then certainly having discussions with other practitioners. Just like in your situation, Darren, you're a leading firm in this whole area, and anybody has the opportunity to speak with you about what you've done is certainly going to learn a lot. you've always been very candid about what it takes to get these things done and where you've been successful and where you've had challenges. And, you know, so as you talk to other practitioners, you can just really get a good perspective of, you know, what's being successful and maybe what's not in various firms.
You know, I think you're right, John. I think education probably is where people should start this year. And so maybe what we should do is lay out the framework of the pieces and parts that a practitioner should be getting educated on. You know, what are the things to be looking at? Example would be, you know, if they're not using portals right now, that's probably an important thing for them to figure out and understand what portals do and what they might do for their firm.
Yeah, that's a great example. And portals is you know, one of the hottest topics these days in the accounting technology area. One of the big drivers for that, of course, is a lot of practitioners are getting more and more concerned about the whole issue of emailing tax returns and financial statements and complying with the regulatory requirements. And so that's probably one of the biggest drivers for the portal. But more broadly, in terms of, you know, what are the things that they should be looking at or learning about, we have a list of, you know, maybe it depends what list we talk about, one that's more detailed, one that's more summarized, but really probably about at least a good half dozen different initiatives that you need to be thinking about as far as your overall paperless strategy. And, you know, one of those, of course, one of the big ones is just the issue of document storage and archival, you know, the whole issue of document management systems. That's a big one, but it's not the only one. And we call these, you know, podcasts Document Management for Accountants to Go. And so sometimes I think that we might focus a little bit too much on the document management application. It is a big one, but there are other initiatives that surround that. Scanning, we've talked about scanning a lot in the previous webcasts, but you know, you got to look at, you know, that's another a big initiative. It's just, what is your scanning process? What is your scanning workflow? The portal we just talked about, workflow automation, and this is an area or an initiative that is still being defined in the marketplace. It means different things to different practitioners and different firms, but it's really all about bringing the whole your processes together. And as you plug in these different tools like the document management system and the portal solution and the scanning solution, then you have the workflow system or the workflow automation software to really help move your engagements through a paperless workflow. So those are four really big ones. You know, and then, you know, you start with those, then there's some others like infrastructure. You know, what should we do about our technology infrastructure? And we could do a podcast or even a few podcasts just on that topic alone. We have this whole growth in the software as a service marketplace where you're basically outsourcing your infrastructure. And what does that mean? What are the benefits of that? What are the risks of doing that? Otherwise, you got to look at what's your internal infrastructure going to be. What do you need to do to really make sure that your server infrastructure is configured properly, is secured properly. So I don't want to get too far into the weeds on any of these individual initiatives, but just trying to kind of identify the list of things that you need to be getting more aware of as a practitioner, just understanding all the key areas where you have to address these in your overall plan.
You know, you've got a few other pieces, and we'll summarize this at the end, but you know, you've got potentially electronic organizers that could fit into the mix. You know, right now a lot of firms either don't use organizers or they mail out paper organizers and have for a long time. So, you know, a lot of that can be done electronically now by putting them in a portal. Other things along that line would maybe be, you know, getting paid on your portal for the tax return service that you did. You know, how do you get your Form 8879s back? Again, probably getting down in the weeds too much. But, you know, as a practitioner starts thinking about their strategy, I think they have to think about it from end to end, every single process, and make sure they understand what the tools, what can be done today, and then go get themselves educated on the tools that they need that they may not already have. What's your thought on that?
I think that's a great point, and that really is another big piece of this whole process of developing your paperless strategy, and that is looking internally. And really, you know, at this time of year, it's a great time, of course, to do a postmortem as you kind of alluded to at the beginning of the conversation about, you know, looking back on your tax season and what's worked well, where were there some bottlenecks, what technologies you have in place now are really doing the job and which ones aren't, and where are there opportunities to just further leverage the tools you already have and to begin thinking about new tools that you may want to procure. And then taking it to the next level, it would be to really spend some time and doing some detailed process reviews. And that's when you start to get into some of the things you were just talking about, Darren, like the organizers, getting paid on the portal. Those are all great things. And so, you know, it's especially in this day and age, there's so many good technology solutions out there, so many good software applications. The big challenge is just not overwhelming yourself or your firm with them all. But if you could develop a team, and it could be a team of one if you're a sole practitioner, or a little bit larger team as you go up in size of practice, and, you know, just commission that team to actually do a process review. And there's lots of different ways you can do that. We have a pretty structured process we use where we get, you know, felt boards up at the front of the room and some 3x5 cards, and just you do a brainstorm dump of, okay, let's walk through the process. What does it take to do a tax return from end to end? Or what does it take to do monthly accounting services from end to end? And you just kind of get that laid out, and once you have the process, you know, visually documented, and not in a lot of detail, because then people just get, you know, just lost in the detail, but at a high enough level that it's clear in terms of what are the key steps involved in each process. And then you could say, okay, so getting client organizers out to the clients and getting them completed. What are the issues that we're having? What are the opportunities for us to improve on that process? And then what are maybe some things we should look at as far as technology solutions? And if you do that, go ahead, Darren.
No, go ahead. Finish that up.
Well, if you go through that for the entire tax process, you get done, and it can be a little overwhelming because you say, oh, boy, there's all kinds of things to do. So then you've got to go through and prioritize. You've got to say, okay, so where are our biggest points of pain, and let's kind of build our game plan to take care of those main pain points first, and then deal with the smaller items, you know, either secondarily or at a later date.
You know, I'm always surprised at how many practitioners, you know, continue to do the same thing year in and year out just the same way, because that's the way they've always done it. And what you just articulated, you know, getting up in front of the room and everybody, you know, kind of pitching in and defining the process could be one of the best things any firm does, and looking at every service they offer. But specifically tax workflow, as you mentioned, there's just so many pieces and parts to that. If you can really nail that down and the thing is the better you can get that nailed down and you can create a cohesive, consistent process, you know, that's where you really create a big win during busy season, because, you know, everybody's working late and we have more work than we can get done in a short period of time. So the more we can tweak that, the more efficient and effective I think our firms can really be.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, when you do that as well, you can find that a lot of the solutions are already inside your firm. You don't necessarily have to go out and buy a bunch of new technology. In many firms, they have technology in place or available to them that they're not fully leveraging. They have software applications that, you know, maybe they're only using 20% of the capability. And so by going through that kind of review and you know, understanding where your pain points are, and you start to think about, okay, so how can we solve this? It may be just a matter of, okay, we need to learn more about how to use that particular feature of our scanning system or that particular feature of our client organizer and tax software. So that's one of the benefits of doing that. Otherwise, if a firm doesn't go through this process, then you really become at the mercy of the vendors, because the vendors do a great job of explaining how their tools can really help you automate your firm, and then you go through a couple good presentations, say that's what I need, and then next thing you know, you've got another tool, but you've got to go through the process sooner or later. You've got to figure out, okay, how are we going to implement this tool? And that way, if you go about and review your situation first, you just become, as they say, a more educated buyer, and that'll just help you through the whole process as you're looking at different solutions out there in the marketplace.
Well, I hope we just, in the last 15 minutes, didn't overwhelm everybody, because we've talked about a lot of different things. You know, we've talked about, you know, portals, document management systems, you know, some of the providers that, you know, you and I have talked a lot about in the past, whether it's Copanion, SurePrep, Thompson, you know, that can scan and organize documents. And then, you know, we haven't mentioned whether we want those documents populated into tax software. You know, we've talked about getting paid online, having electronic organizers. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people need to make sure they're educated on.
Yes, no question about it. And again, having that kind of game plan of, so we've talked about, you know, identifying the different things that you could be thinking about, and then identifying a process for going through and reviewing your particular situation. Then you got to do a gap analysis and say, okay, these are the tools that are out there in the marketplace for us to automate these different parts of our processes. This is our analysis of the processes and where we think we have the greatest pain or the greatest opportunity to improve and automate. And then you can do a little gap analysis and say, okay, so these are the three things we want to get done in 2010. And then these are the next three things we want to get done in 2011. Everything else we'll do after that. So rather than trying to build a five-year plan, even a three-year plan, that all sounds good, but, you know, things are changing so fast. You really want to focus on what's the best way to spend the next 9 months this year to really make some changes, and then what are the bigger initiatives maybe that we need to begin preparing for now so that in 2011 we can work on those. And then the things that come lower on the priority list, you say we'll get to those when we get to them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because what's going to happen is as firms start engaging with little, you know, some of the pieces and parts, let's say they implement a document management system this year, if they haven't already had one, or they implement portals, you know, just to refine those two pieces and fit those into your process will make some great changes. But, you know, one of the challenges that we're having this year as a firm and that you've talked a lot about, and I've listened to what you're saying in other podcasts, we've talked about this, is this whole idea of having a scanning person. That one's becoming more and more obvious to me. Having a dedicated scanning person that's really highly competent in that area. But that gets down to where you're starting to tweak the process, I think. So, like you say, let's get some of the big pieces in place, and then next year we'll refine some of those and we'll keep getting better and keep tweaking. Is that a good strategy, you think?
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's a great spot to be in when you're at that tweaking level, as you refer to it, because that means that you're really just understanding where things could be improved, but not talking about major new investments. It may just be a matter of rearranging the way things get done and who does them in your organization. And, you know, that ties back to the point of just doing a better job of leveraging the technologies that are, you know, perhaps already in place in your firm. And so I was at a conference earlier this week, and we were talking about kind of trends and insights into the accounting industry. And, you know, I made the point that I really believe this decade of the 2010s is going to be, the focus is going to be all about process, because we spent the last 20, 30 years really developing a great pool of both hardware technologies and software applications. And now with the big move over to a simplified model through SaaS computing or cloud computing, whatever you want to call it, that makes it just that much easier for practitioners to focus on, okay, let's just look at our processes. We'll bring these tools in that are appropriate for us. And so I think it's going to be an interesting time in that regard. And that just goes right back to the tweaking. It's really looking at your individual processes and steps in those processes and what can we do to do each of those steps better.
I really think you're right on track with that, John. I think you're right. We've got great hardware now. We've got really some great solutions now. But if we don't spend some time implementing those and putting them in the right processes and working on our processes, that's where we're really going to sizzle, I think, once we can get all those things working together. And just a quick example I have, you know, we've really pushed all of our 1040 clients this year to go to our website, log into their tax return, and review it from home or office. And that's been a tremendous time saver, not only for our clients, because they like reviewing it, you know, at their convenience versus sitting in our conference room, right? And so that's a tremendous time saver. And if there are changes, you know, you haven't already printed the return maybe, and, you know, it's just electronic sitting out there. Really what we want to get to this year, and we're hoping our software vendor will get us there this year, is the ability to, once they review their 1040 online, we want to figure out a way for them to be able to digitally sign that online and then go ahead and click and pay us online. You know, you just think about how much time that would take away from your staff during busy season if those things could happen.
Yeah, that's a great another example there. And that whole digital signature process, is an area of technology that I'm hoping we see some breakthroughs. I mean, there's ways to do that today, but by the time you get to it and really help your clients understand how to do it, it can be overwhelming or intimidating. It's just, it needs to get easier, that part of it, frankly. But
I'm hoping it's a click of the button. I mean, I'm hoping that our vendors make it a click of a button. And I ran across this a few years ago when I was doing a mortgage for my daughter. GMAC had the ability for me to sign all their documents electronically. So they sent me this package ahead of time instead of sitting in a closing office, you know, and hand signing all these documents.
Yeah.
And I could click on each form and digitally sign them. So they had built the back end of that, and all I was doing was just clicking. And that was really nice and easy.
That's a great concept. And it's hard for each individual firm to deal with that, to develop that process themselves, where as a vendor, you know, one of the players out there could definitely develop that kind of solution for us. So that'd be good to see.
So it's really important for firms to pay attention to what these vendors are doing and really kind of set a vision where they want to be and then look at the vendors and see where their vendors are. And if their vendor's not quite there yet, they need to be pushing their vendors to move along.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the vendors that are the successful ones are all listening to their customer base. They want to know, you know, what are the things that they can be doing to their solutions to make them better for you. And so we, those of you who are practitioners have, I think, a responsibility to let the vendors know. I mean, and it's going to pay back in terms of getting the kinds of solutions that are really going to help you in your practice. So that's a good point.
Yeah. So, John, we're about out of time today, but over the next few months, we'll kind of slice and dice the things that we've talked about today and maybe drill into those. We've got a lot of them. You know, we talked about, like we said, portals, document management, you know, scanning, using electronic organizers, just all kinds of things, getting scan quality. So we'll dive into each of those and figure out ways to help our listeners make good decisions.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. And, you know, hopefully some of the listeners can send some feedback into CPA Tech Advisor and let us know what are the areas that would be most important or of most interest to them for us to make sure we cover properly.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, John, I've got to get back to doing tax returns. I got about 6 days left.
Okay, Darren, well, good luck with that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next month on the next podcast.
All right. I'd like to thank ADP one more time for being our corporate sponsor. So, John, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.